Earlier this year, 8 Kern County families were forced out of their homes because of a gas leak. Now, 7 months later, families are still asking questions about their health and when they can return to their neighborhood. FM89's Deanna Aguilera reports.
When Yesenia Lada bought her home 3 years ago, she never imagined living there would eventually bring so much anger and sadness to her family.
This is my house. This is mi casa. Excuse the mess, but I hardly come here.
Yes, you heard her right. She rarely goes to her own house in Arvin, southeast of Bakersfield, because she's not allowed to live there. It's been this way since the evening of March 18th.
They came to the house, told everybody to. They had evacuated within an hour. And they said, okay, you have to grab whatever you can, approximately for 7 days. We're evacuating everybody because we are in danger of explosion.
On that day, Kern County officials evacuated families from 8 homes on Nelson Court after they discovered a toxic gas leak from an underground pipeline. Testing results found dangerous and explosive levels of flammable gases, including methane and benzene, near and inside the homes.
What we determined in a few of the homes is it exceeded the explosive level. In other words, if there was a source of ignition and those gases were able to concentrate, it potentially could explode.
That's Matt Constantine, the director of Kern County Public Health. He says the gas had saturated the soil underneath the houses and was spreading inside. But this isn't like the natural gas that runs to your stove or heater. It's a pipeline that carries field gas. It's raw waste gas from a nearby oil field that's being sent to a well flare to burn off. The pipeline belongs to PetroCapital Resources. Now, 7 months after the evacuation order, residents like Yesenia Lada have yet to return.
Nobody thought it was going to take this long. I think this is the first time in history, I think, locally, that something this severe has happened.
Up to this point, no one knows how long it's been since the line started leaking. But some families say they've noticed the smell of gas for several months and even years. Lara, the mother of 3, says the situation got so bad her 6-year-old son's nose wouldn't stop bleeding.
My son, I had to take him to Fresno one time because he started bleeding in the morning and it was 9 o'clock on p.m. and the bleeding wouldn't stop.
After the families were evacuated, Lara found out they weren't the only ones with strange symptoms.
We started talking to each other, you know, once we were at the hotel, and everybody. Everybody has the same thing. Headache, dizziness, and, you know, like getting tired easily.
Once the company realized it would take months to conduct testing, they housed the families in an apartment complex in Bakersfield. But 16-year-old Sabrina Garcia says the families just want to know the truth.
I would want them to tell me if my house is going to be clear to go in, and if not, they should tell us that it's not going to work out and, you know, just be straight up with us and tell us we're not getting our house back.
When the evacuation was ordered back in March, it took a few days for the county to figure out who owned that specific pipeline. Larry Pickett is a spokesman for PCR, the company that owns the line. Pickett says PCR immediately shut down the pipeline and began to clean up the soil.
The latest is that all of the initial testing of the locations, air and water, was completed. Results were given to the county health department.
In late August, PCR said their cleanup efforts were successful and told residents it was safe for them to return home. But the families weren't satisfied. They wanted a second opinion. And in October, the Kern County Board of Supervisors agreed to move forward with new testing. Leticia Perez is a Kern County supervisor.
They asked the county if we would please do our own confirmatory testing so they could have some peace of mind and feel that their children, their families, their animals are going to be safe if they choose to return home.
But some, like Juan Flores with the Center on Race, Poverty, and the Environment, say the county could have done a better job.
It's way too late. The county is really going to come out to do their own studies. What gases are they going to find?
Flores has been working closely with the residents since March.
Some of them had been working their whole life as farm workers. And the little money that they had been able to save, they invested it into buying these homes. And all of a sudden, that American dream that they were fighting for has turned into a nightmare.
Back at Nelson Court, Elvia Garcia gives me a tour of her deserted home. Garcia has lived for 20 years in her house in Arvin. She says she expected more support from the county, but at the end, she was just disappointed.
I spoke to them and asked them to do a medical checkup when we got evacuated to see if my kids are healthy, but the county said no. I spoke to someone who told me they're not going to do anything about it.
I asked both the county and the company who would pay for the family's medical expenses, and so far they're pointing fingers at each other.
From my perspective, the company is responsible to pay for those services. It was their line. Their break caused these harms. I believe, at least in cost, is the responsibility of the company.
That's Supervisor Leticia Perez. But Larry Pickett, the spokesman with PCR, says they're not the only ones who should take responsibility.
It hasn't even come up in discussion, so I don't know where they would. If they'd go to County Health, and then County Health might get the funeral company involved at that point.
The county says additional testing is already happening, but it's not clear when the results will be released. In the meantime, residents remain in Bakersfield, hoping if they're lucky enough, they'll be home by Christmas. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Diana Aguilera.